Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spezzano and Sandy. The Buzz.
Here's James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Always excited to be here with you.
Yes, thank you. What are we up for today?
Well, I want to talk about ambition today. You know, it's nice to have these big, lofty goals, but if it takes away from your happiness in the present, where do we focus our energy? It's a really interesting dichotomy that, for, you know, it's a pretty big word. I feel like a right
Stop
context.
Using big words.
So if we have this ambition, you know, I'm a big believer in making sure that we can maximize our potential, but I am an even bigger believer in staying focused on the present moment. Mm. So all of these different things that we want to do in life should never take away from what we're doing in the present moment. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Jim Rohn, who says, wherever you are, be there. Wherever you are, be there. And I see so many parents who are focused on work when they're around their kids. You know, I've of course been guilty of that as well. Or people who get one great milestone or make great progress on a specific goal, but they're so focused on the end result. And all of these things, that just takes away from our happiness in the present and really takes away from being present. And when that happens, that has a bit of an impact on just our confidence and our momentum and really our mental health. So I'm a big believer of having lofty goals to maximize your potential, but focus on being present and enjoying the small wins along the way.
Yeah, it's really easy to have that giant, you don't realize it's a gap, but it's a huge gap. If you think about it. And it's a balancing act, of course, right?
Yeah. To be honest, this is something that I've really struggled with over the years, is just stopping to smell the roses. I find it really, really difficult instead of thinking, on to the next one, on to the next one, yeah. on to the yeah. next one. A way that I'm doing that is to, even let my kids know as the seasons change. It's like, look, let's stop for a minute. Let's look at this tree and let's look at the leaves have fallen off or the leaves are growing or this beautiful sunset or this bee on the rosemary, like just anything like that. These little beautiful moments of mindfulness in a given day, I found a really interesting and hopefully passing that on to my kids.
What do you say to someone who always stops and smells the roses and has no ambition, like myself?
Give them a kick up the bum and say, come on, let's get moving. Enough sniffing the roses. Let's get into it.
All right, let's go.
That happy medium then.
There are people around you who depend on you being at your best because you showing up as your best helps other people to show up as your best. Yeah. Your work colleagues, your friends, your family. So that's why that should be a really big primary focus on the condition that you can maintain presence, then go as hard as you can on your ambition.
Well, here's the thing that, and my husband and I were just talking about this. I don't know if we've brought it up on the show before, but it kind of is like the bigger picture of this, when to just be content with where you are, because I'm pretty comfortable and happy with where I am. But is that bad? Am I giving up? Am I not working hard enough? You know, the older you get, you're like, well, I'm pretty happy, but.
Yeah. Albert Einstein has a great quote, the best quote I've ever heard on this. So Albert Einstein said, a calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness.
Oh, wow.
I think about that so much. Let me repeat that. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. I feel like so much of my life for the last like 15 years has been about that pursuit of success. And I've had that constant restlessness, which has really taken away from a lot of happiness and a lot of progress that I could have made in other areas. So really just being like, cool, have I got everything that I need? The answer is yes.
It also gives us permission. That's a great quote.
Well, yeah, sometimes I think, you know, like, am I settling? Am I not pushing myself? Or maybe I am just truly content. I wonder how many other people feel that way. But that, I love that quote.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I think people might be conditioned to think there's always more, grass is greener, you know, go, go, go. You know what I'm saying? I think we've been conditioned to think that.
And two things can be true at once. Like, yes, you can focus on having a nice, calm, modest life, but it's true that having a goal to pursue can bring the best out of you. So knowing when to stop, which is funny, it's something that we talk about with our kids all the time, is we need to learn when to stop. For example, if we're reading books and it's time to go to sleep, or if it's time to switch the TV off. So yeah, as grown-ups, we need to take our own advice. We need to know when to stop.
Awesome. Great, James. James, this is great. We love when you come on every week with us, and you can win the day with James. You got the Win the Day quiz that you have up online right now.
Yeah. If you want your own action plan prepared by me, go to winthedayquiz.com. It'll take you 10 questions and it'll be in your inbox in 30 seconds.
And it's free. Yes. Thanks, James. We'll see you next week.
Got a story Spazzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.